Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Is genetic testing all hype? Well, let me give you a simple answer. No, absolutely not. No way. It's really, really cool. And I'm excited about the potential that genetic testing has specifically in disease prevention. But I do think we need to make sure there's no confusion here. I'm not talking about gene therapy. That's different. As a matter of fact, I had a couple friends of mine who were listening to President Obama's the last State of the Union address, and he apparently talked about, you know, the exciting field of gene therapy, genomics, and, you know, he wants to put more money into that, and I think that's great. Matter of fact, I have the quote here. This is what he said, quote, "I want the country that eliminated polio and mapped the human genome to lead a new era of medicine. In some patients with cystic fibrosis, this approach has reversed disease once thought unstoppable," he said, adding that this kind of personalized medicine could lead to cures for cancer and diabetes. You know, so what he's really referring to there is something called gene therapy, where you identify a mutated gene in somebody with cystic fibrosis. That's tough to say. Say that three times real fast. And you replace the bad gene with a good one. I mean, it's gene therapy. And we're making some headway there. But that's, my personal opinion, that's still well into the future. Or at least, you know, bringing gene therapy into everyday practice is well into the future. But that's awesome. We need to put some more money behind it. Thank you, President Obama. I think that's a great idea. And I'd love to see more research. Okay, so that's all. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about genetic testing, what are called genome-wide association studies. And it's different because what we're doing with genome-wide association studies, or what we're calling genetic testing, is looking at a healthy person, scanning their DNA, and identifying small little changes in genes that might mean developing a disease later. And that kind of information is powerful because what I can do now is create a personalized program, a preventative program for that person to decrease the risk of developing that disease that their genes say they might be prone to getting. That's genetic testing, and it's powerful because we all know that if we want to save money, if we want to save lives, the best way to do that is not to get disease in the first place, right? So genetic, you know, gene therapy is awesome. And I want President Obama to really do what he said here in the State of the Union. I want to see more money looking at gene therapy. But we already can do a lot with genetic testing and what are called genome-wide association studies in disease prevention, which is really where the power lies in health and longevity. So what I want to present to you are some slides that I did for a conference out in New Jersey called the Dr. Magaziner conference. Dr. Magaziner is you might call him, you know, one of the original practitioners, maybe one of the fathers, if you will, of integrative medicine. And he does a yearly conference out there in New Jersey, and I was invited. Susan Summer was there this past year. And I presented a lecture on personalized medicine, and it kind of went with my book, The Supplement Pyramid, about building personalized, you know, nutritional regimens. And in this lecture, I talked towards the end about genetic testing and the power that it can do in helping us to prevent disease. So what is a genome-wide association study? Because this is the whole basis of genetic testing. Well, what you do is you take people that have been diagnosed without a doubt, right, with, say, something like depression, and you get maybe 1,000 of them. The more the better, 10,000. So 10,000, I'm just making these numbers up, 10,000 people with major depression disorder. Absolutely diagnosed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. These people have major depression. And you scan their genome. And what you look for are common small changes to their genes. These are called single nucleotide polymorphisms. So you take all 10,000 people, you draw their blood, you scan all these genomes, and you find where are these small genetic changes that are common to all of these people with major depression. And, you know, I'm just making this up. Let's say you find 10 genes that have three or four small changes in them, and like 90% of the people with major depression have those same changes. That's a genome-wide association study. So now what you can do, if you're interested, you can check your own genome. Get your own, blood drawn and check your genome and see if you have some of those same changes. If you do, that might be, notice I said might be, an indication that you are at risk for major depression. If your genes and those small changes match those changes that people with major depression has, maybe that's an indication you need to go on a depression prevention protocol. That's the power of genetic testing. And it's really not that hard. So you just, blood is probably the best way to do it, but you can do saliva, when they do, like a Q-tip, just go around your mouth. But what you're going to do is you're going to collect your blood or saliva, and you're then going to map out your genome, looking for certain small little changes that have already been noted in certain diseases. And as a matter of fact, there's a website. Let me pull this up here. The website is genome.gov/GWA studies. That stands for genome-wide association studies. That's genome.gov/GWA studies. And what you'll find on that site are all the different small little genetic changes that they have found with, I think, about maybe 200 common diseases. So you literally can go in there and compare your genes to this database and see if you have any of those changes. They even have the government has set up this really cool site, this page on this site, where you can, there's a search bar, and you can put in depression, for instance. And you'll see the results then of all the different small genetic changes that are associated with major depression. And you can just see if you have those changes based on your own genome and your own results. Again, why is this so interesting to me? Why is this so powerful? Well, because if I know that kind of information, now I can really personalize my approach in helping you in preventing depression. I can do the same thing with diabetes. I can do the same with age-related mild cognitive dysfunction. I can do the same thing with liver disease, kidney disease, heart disease. I mean, there's a whole host of genome-wide association studies that we've already done. As a matter of fact, the very first one was done with macular degeneration, the most common cause of blindness in people over, I think, 60 or 65. I mean, I could test your blood against that and say, oh, yeah, you have those same changes. People that have macular degeneration have these genetic changes. And guess what? You kind of match those. We need to put you on a macular degeneration prevention protocol. You see the power in that? That's what medicine is about. If I can prevent you from getting ill, man, that's really what my job is. And if you don't get ill, I mean, that's how we're going to save money. That's how we're going to really impact health and longevity. So genetic testing is awesome. It's not all hype. It is stepping up to be what it should be, the most powerful prevention tool that we're soon going to have and hopefully be using in everyday practice, right? Part of your daily routine should be we're going to start checking your genome. Hey, you got the genes for cognitive dysfunction. We need to protect you from that. That's the power of genetic testing. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.